This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Larry Steinhaus Show.
Woo-hoo. It's Larry Steinhaus, and this is the Larry Steinhaus Show, and I'm here with Dr. Deb, and I'm here with Ami Marad. And doesn't it sound like when he says the Larry Steinhaus Show, like he reluctantly recorded that?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it?
I agree. I agree. You know? It sounds like Glenn.
No, it wasn't Glenn.
I don't think I noticed. I'll have to listen again.
Try that again. Glenn, can you do the introduction again? He probably can't figure out how to do it.
This is what we talk about on the radio show here today.
You need a second to cue it up, all right?
I think it's kind of.
Wait, hold on. He's going to cue it up right now.
Okay.
And we got all this dead air while he's cueing it up.
All those listeners that are.
All right, never mind. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Schooling.
So, I think it's very chauvinistic.
On the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
There's no way to just jump into the middle of it.
Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Larry Steinhaus Show.
Yeah, maybe not.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's interesting that you have it as the Larry Steinhaus Show because apparently, like, me and Omri don't matter.
I don't know.
Well, so if you and Omri leave, it's still the Larry Steinhaus Show. But if you and Omri stay, it's still a Larry Steinhaus Show.
But if you're on a cruise or you're going to the Bahamas,
right?
It's like people are listening to the Larry Steinhaus Show, but he's not there.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. You guys want me to name the show after you?
I'm just saying that I think we should be included.
The Three Musketeers.
Would you like me to name the show after you?
We do the Three Musketeers.
Because if you do, just pay for it.
No, I'm not going to. Hello and welcome.
All right, anyway, get ready to. This is the Larry Steinhaus Show. Of course, we're live. We're transmitting from Investor Schooling headquarters, right?
Live.
I'm Larry Steinhaus. I'm the CEO of Investor Schooling. I'm here with Dr. Deb and Ami Marad, also known as the immigrant.
Ooh.
And by the way,
the legal immigrant.
You're legal.
I don't want to get another call from South Carolina said that I shouldn't be here or something like that, okay?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
We have a listener that I actually very much like to listen to his opinion, and he is very much against the illegal immigrants. And I want to make it pretty clear that I am legal, and I paid.
I think it's funny.
I think it's funny that when you were posting that I'm here with an immigrant, everybody like assumed that it was just like
illegal. Some, I know.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
it was
wild.
Funny.
Yeah,
because everybody who knows us knows that it's just you, but you know everybody else.
When you guys are ready, let me finish the intro.
Sure. Yeah.
I just wasn't sure.
It's important.
We have a whole hour show to talk about finances and stuff like that.
I wasn't sure
if you wanted me to talk about that kind of stuff.
I thought it was all about you because it's Larry Steinhaus.
It is all about me. That's the point. It's all about me.
Sure, go.
So this show, for those of you who don't know, is called The Larry Steinhaus Show. And you can call in anytime. Go ahead.
No, you need to say you can call it anytime, too. And then I say,
oh, you can call in anytime, too?
855-939-1137.
There he goes.
That's 855-939-1137.
For those of you that can't see, he was making love to the stick that he was doing that just now.
He was definitely making out with the microphone on that one. There's no doubt. By the way, we talk about, believe it or not, if you just tuned in and you never tuned in before, we actually talk about finances. We talk about real estate. We talk about money. And, I'm kind of popular out there. I wrote a book called Money Hacks. And the book is, its subtitle is Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong.
Uh-huh.
Because most people, actually, I'm going to tell you, 95% of people out there know nothing about money.
It's not that they know nothing about money. I don't agree with you.
You don't?
What they know, the title of the book is right. They are misunderstood money, or mm-hmm. someone taught them money before, very wrong. And I see it on my kids those days. That for them to save money is to put it in a jar. Now they are kids, I understand mm-hmm. that, but the fact that grown up people still think that annuities or I don't know, I think even put money in a jar is better than annuities right now. But there are so much better way to host, to save your money in. And that's the thing. It's so sad that people are still think that they can just put money aside and it will do nothing for them.
Okay.
Are you done with your rant now?
Yeah.
No. Listen, we had a great...
So here's a great question.
We had a great class on
Thursday. I have a great question for the audience. You guys ready?
Sure. Yeah.
I have a great question for the audience. Here's the question. I asked this question on Facebook today and I got a bunch of different answers. Some of them were funny. Some of them were real. Some of them were outrageous. How much money do you think you need? How much money do you think you need to retire? So in other words, if somebody wanted to retire, how much do you think you need to retire? And I'm going to ask this question to the audience. Of course, if you call in, and you, I don't care what you answer. You can answer. You can answer funny. You can answer real. You can answer. You could. But just, I just want to know why you come up with the number you come up with. And if you want to, I will give you. I will send you a copy of my book signed, and you'll enjoy that book. So if anybody wants to call in and tell me how much money you think you need to retire and why. Why you came up with that number? How you came up with, how you came up with that number? I'm just curious. So the phone number to call in is
855-939-1137.
All right, one more time.
855-939-1137.
Keep going.
855.
Oh, you didn't hold the mic that time.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on?
It's
855-939-1137.
So one more. One of my favorite radio hosts in the 80s was Bob Grant.
Okay.
And Bob Grant used to say that you have to give the phone number 7 times before somebody calls.
Okay.
So you've given it 3.
Okay, let's do it again.
4 more times and the phone will ring.
That's 855-939-1137. Again, that's 855-939-1137. If you haven't got that, that's 855-939-1137. And we just change it to 855-939-1137.
Okay, so if you call in, I know they're calling.
It's a magic.
I know. I mean, it works all the time.
It's a magic.
You know, Bob Gray used to call that the Kabbalah 7. He used to say when there were no calls, he'd say he had to do the Kabbalah 7. But anyway, it's fine. So here we go. So here we go. So Mike online is too. He doesn't want to call in because he's afraid I'm going to beat him up. But I want him to call in. I'm not going to answer his question. He's talking about annuities. He knows how much I hate them, and he's talking about it. So why don't you call? So Mike is actually saying, so everything we have paid for is my wife gets a pension, and we're doing fine at about $700,000. But why don't you call in? You get a book, Mike. 855-939-1137. Let's talk about it. But everybody has a different answer to this question. So we have Ken in New Jersey. What do you think? How much do you think you need to retire?
What I did is I needed to review my budget and have enough to cover that budget.
Okay. Do you know what that number is, though? It's a good question. You know what that number is?
About $6,000 a month to live on.
Oh, okay, great. So with $6,000 a month, you can retire. Now, do you have a pension?
Yes, I have 3 pensions. So
will
I
they cover that nut?
Hello?
Will they cover that amount?
Yes, they cover that.
You broke up. I'm sorry. Try it again.
I guess I have a bad cell.
Yeah, you're breaking up, so it's a little difficult to hear you. But you see, so Ken has an answer, which is $6,000 a month.
For a month, yeah.
Which some people answer. So, and the answer is whatever you want it to be. It doesn't really matter to me. But some people think, like Kimmy online, she just said, you know, here's your favorite fan, your number one fan. Mm-hmm. Kimmy's online again. She's on YouTube, watching us on YouTube.
Good.
And she says $1.5 million. But Kimmy, I need you to call in and tell us why you came up with $1.5 million. Mike says he has my book, so he doesn't want to call in.
That's really?
I have an answer. Okay. Larry, I have an answer for you. You're a wild man.
What's your answer?
My answer is you're a wild man of radio. You're a renegade. So I'm going to say it's 0. You don't need nothing. And then you
No. This is nice. You really don't need any money. I mean, that is true, but that's not
exactly.
It's not the point. You know, you need assets is what you really need. But I'm trying to figure out what people think they need to retire. So if somebody really wanted to retire, how much do they need, right? So some people say it's $1 million. Some people say it's $1.5 million. You know, Kimmy says $1.5 million. Some people, this guy said $6,000. So, they're all right answers.
No, they're not.
Why?
Because, so, even though Kimi look like she's 25, I am not sure in what age she's going to retire.
Well, okay, but how much do you need at retirement is the question.
How do you know?
Well, the question
if I'm sorry. If you will live until the age of 80.
Imagine him stopping you from interrupting him.
There are two ways to look at this.
Okay.
There's two ways to look at this. Okay. And I see both of these, right? One is at retirement, you have X amount. And I see monthly, you need this much a month to do whatever it is that you want to do. So, I mean, if I was looking at it, I'd want to know every month I want to be making this much. So this way I can go out to dinner, go on a cruise, go, you know, to wherever and go out and have fun and not worry about things. So I don't want to say, I don't want to have to look at my bank account and say it has to be a million. I want to know that every month I'm getting this much coming in so that it covers whatever it is that I want to do. So I'd rather look at it from a monthly perspective, because if I have a million and I outlive my money, then what? Right.
Well, so here's the question, right? So if you had a million and you needed to get, like, you know, Ken says $6,000 a month, how would you get the $6,000 a month out of the million?
With my investments, with properties.
Right. But then, so here's where the question. So let's before we start going into different ways to make $6,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 out of a million, let's talk about how much people think they need. Because I'm telling you, everybody, it's always different. Now, it could be a monthly number, and it could be an amount of money. So a lot of people are saving money in their 401k. They have no pension. They're saving money in their 401k. They have nothing else saved. They have no real estate. They have no stocks. But they may have $500,000 in their 401k, and they're wondering what to do next.
So let's put it on the table, okay? If you have, like Kimi said, $1.5 million, okay, are you taking from the $1.5 million $6,000 every month? Or are you investing the $1.5 million and living out of the interest?
Well, and that's another question, right? So
yeah.
should we take the $1.5 million and make that into a money generator?
Yes, exactly.
That pays you every month, and then when you die, you still have the $1.5 million to leave to your heirs.
Yes.
You can do that, right? Or you could take pieces of the $1.5 million plus the interest and live higher, mm-hmm. right? Just make sure you don't run out of money.
Yeah.
So these are all. This is why I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it up because a lot of people have different answers to this question. So if you're listening to the show, call us at
855-939-1137
and come up with the amount of money that you think you need to retire and why. My number would. It's not that it would be higher than other people's. It's just that. It's different. So I look at assets like Debbie's talking about.
So your number is monthly. Or your number is a one big number that you believe will be enough until the end of life?
No, my number is probably more of a monthly number, but I don't even pay attention to it anymore because I far surpass the amount of money I need every month already.
So you look at it as a monthly income that will keep going until
I die, right.
Exactly.
So I've talked about this several times, how I hold real estate and my intention of selling them is never.
Yes, correct.
I'm never going to sell my real estate.
Every real estate that we sold in our life, we always regretted.
Right, of course, right.
Always.
So now that I've turned 60, I've decided I'm never going to sell my real estate.
Good.
I'm going to leave it to my kids. Now, you know, we're going to get into the car story in a little while, but even my cars. So I have a couple of collector cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not super cars. They're just cars that I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm never going to sell them either because every car I've ever sold, I said, oh, man, I wish I would have kept that car. It may have been worth money. It may not have been worth money. But how cool. I just enjoyed having that car.
I know.
And I sold it for another one, right? Instead of keeping it and going, wow, you know, now I can drive this car and this car.
Yes.
Now, sometimes they were just regular cars going back and forth to work. I don't care about that. Yeah. But there were a couple of cars that I bought. Like, I bought
the Model T?
Well, the Model T, but that's different. I didn't actually drive that to work. But there was a car in 82 or 83, I think it was.
Yeah.
I bought a Pontiac Fiero.
Ooh.
Now, the Pontiac Fiero is the biggest piece of junk ever made, but they were so cool looking for the time.
That's they used to call them the American Ferrari.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was a big insult to Pontiac and to Ferrari.
Yeah, right. Then they came with the 2.6 liter, right?
You
and
had
they
the changed, GT, and they changed or the you
front.
Had the
they changed, yeah, the GT. They changed the front.
I know.
But it would have been so cool to keep that car. Then I had a BMW Z3.
Yeah.
When they came out with the very first year, they came out with the BMW Z3.
Yeah.
And I babied that car. I mean, I waxed it every 2 weeks.
I know.
I never drove it. And then I sold it one day because I wanted to buy a motorcycle. And I will tell you that I drove the motorcycle more than I drove the Z3.
Yeah.
But the Z3 was the same color as it was in the movie, the James Bond movie, where they featured the car. So it was really neat to have, but it's gone.
Pierce Brosnan.
Right. So now I'm buying, was it Pierce Brosnan in that one?
The Z3?
I think so. But
I think so, yeah.
So now I have other cars, and now...
So welcome to the Larry Seinhaus Show, where we talk all about cars.
What are you trying to say, Deb?
I'm just saying.
She needs a sign with the track.
Well, I do, actually. I
what
need
are you
that
trying to say,
whiteboard sign that give. Because I have absolutely no interest in any of the cars or anything you're talking about. So,
All right.
So it is a Larry Steinhaus.
I bought a new dress yesterday.
Well, it is the Larry Steinhaus Show, but you do have two co-hosts. I'm thinking maybe at some point you should consider one of the other ones to.
All right, hold on, Army. Hey, Glenn. Can you give Debbie a private phone number to call in so we can talk about Debbie things?
And then we will call her.
Okay, Debbie, we'll talk about your things.
All right.
What would you like to have?
I'm just saying, I just want to move away from the whole car thing because I really don't care. I mean, I like the old ones, old ones, but not like anything from the 80s.
Welcome to the Dr. Debbie Don't Care Show.
Exactly. Let's talk about your Jeep. Do you want to talk about your Jeep?
No, I don't want to talk about my Jeep. Okay. It's a car. Whatever. We move on.
So you need to understand that for some people, and honestly, me too, I think, a car is an A to B. The thing is, a car is an A to B, but you also should enjoy it. Some people buy fancy car like Larry just described, okay, like the BMW Z3, and it's so nice and you love it, but you don't drive it. It's not an A to B car. It's, I don't know what it is, how you call that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, right. So like my Explorer that I drive every day is an A to B car.
But you love it.
I could care less. I happen to like it, but I actually like it better than all its competition.
I agree.
But it's not, it's just an A to B car. It's not something I would save.
I know.
When I'm done with that car and I'm my tush gets tired of sitting in it.
So when
I'll get another car.
When I ordered a Z06 and I told you I'm going to drive this car.
I was just thinking.
I just rolled my eyes because here we are back to cars. Okay.
We'll have to talk about this. We'll have to talk about this alone when Debbie's not around.
Exactly, and we have to give her some respect here because today is the 2024 annual Woman Ride Day.
So Harley Davidson has come up with something called Women's Rider Day.
International
Women's Rider Day.
Women's Rider Day.
Yeah, and that's just to sell Harley Davidsons.
No.
Yes.
It's for them to go on their bike and to take a ride. And they were escorted by police and they closed the roads and it was very fun.
You were in the ride?
No.
Oh, okay.
You
just watched all the bikes come back and watched the girls get off the bikes?
No, they get free food. Let's leave it.
What kind of food did they have? He won't even say it. I can't believe he's cracking up. He won't even say it.
I think Aubrey's actually a little bit red. Look at that.
Listen.
Right. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Maybe we should talk about real estate.
We should.
I was trying to get away from.
So the point that I was going to, because now we went so off topic that all the people who were going to call, they're like, why would we want to call these people? They're talking about cars now. And then they're listening to Dr. Deb interrupt their car conversation.
Exactly.
So the point that I was trying to make is, if you have $1 million and really, you saved up $1 million because you thought that was what you needed to retire, then what are you going to put it in? Now, there are those who would put it in the annuities. And honestly, that's the only time, I'll be honest with you, the only time to use an annuity is if you wanted to take $1 million and figure out your life expectancy and figure out how much money to pull out of the annuity, and by the time you die, you have zero.
No, but you lose in the first years.
No.
So you need to do it before.
So this is what I was talking about last week, too. The original purpose of annuities was not what these registered reps are selling it for. The original purpose of annuities was you put a certain amount of money in a bank.
Yeah.
Not a bank, but an annuity company. And the annuity company pays you every month, calculating the interest and calculating your lifespan, your life expectancy, with a check every month until you die or until a certain point.
So it's like a social security thing.
Almost, right. So you hand them $1 million, they hand you a check every month. Now, to me, that's you could get a lot more money out of everything else that we teach.
Yeah.
Buying a piece of real estate, even lending money to a real estate investor, which to me, I think lending money to a real estate investor is the greatest and safest way to keep your money coming in, mm-hmm. as long as you do it right. Now, if you do it wrong, you could be in trouble. You could lose your money. But if you do it right, you probably won't lose your money. The risk is slightly higher than an annuity company, but not much higher. But at least you're going to get a lot of money. With an annuity company, you're not going to get a whole lot of money with the investing in real estate or or putting it, you know, or lending it to a real estate investor, you'll get more money.
So we need to explain that normally when you lend money to a real estate investor, your risk, your main risk, is to be stuck with the property.
Yeah, but hold on one second, because I want to get back to the, I agree, but I want to get back into the money. So let's say I had $1 million in the bank. Not a bank. I hate using the word in a bank because it's terrible. It's just it's the worst place you could put your money is a bank.
Larry's Union.
But wherever it is, if you had $1 million and you wanted to generate enough money to live off of, you could live off of 80 grand a year, 80 to 100 grand a year off that $1 million, yeah, and still have the $1 million when you die. You can have that $1 million for the next 30 years. It doesn't matter. And still have 80 to 100 grand of money off that $1 million. So you literally don't have to work anymore ever.
Yeah.
With that 80 to 100 grand. I mean, that's fine. I would think that a retired person, one person or even a couple, can live comfortably, not extravagantly, but comfortably off of 80 to 100 grand. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's basically what we're teaching. We're trying to get people to understand that. We actually have a caller. Hey, what's going on, Ed?
This is my contribution. It depends. If you have, of course, most people are going to have Social Security, may have a pension. But if you're looking to obtain $80,000 a year without Social Security or a pension, I guess you'd have to have somewhere between like $1.2 million to $1.5 million at 6%. And if you had it at that at 6%, that would give you about $90,000 in that area, depending. $1.5 million give you $90,000 at 6%.
So what would you put the $1.2 million in to get you 6%?
Yeah, exactly. What is the 6%?
Probably fluctuate in a bunch of ETFs, mutual fund stock.
Okay. All right. So you're looking at getting the dividends off the mutual funds, or you're looking at taking money off? Okay. All right. So this is why I'm bringing up the conversation, because there's so many different ways to do it. I like the steady income. I would think, mm-hmm, for $1 million, I could easily get $80,000 a year. With almost no risk by lending that money to a real estate investor, or I could take the money, right? Or I could take the money and I could buy real estate and not only collect the rent, but I could also have that the $1 million grow because the real estate grows.
Sure. The real estate's I believe it's a great thing. Some people, I'm involved a little bit with that, but some people are, it's too late for them. They're not involved, but they may have the money. It's better to be also. It'd be even better to have a little bit everywhere, I believe.
Agreed. Agreed. Right.
Portion in real estate, and
Right. Are you a listener to the show?
I am, and I enjoy the show. I don't listen all the time because I can't, but I listen as often as I can. I enjoy the show. I like listening to you.
Well, thanks, man.
Even if you're talking about cars, you know. So
yeah. Tell Dr. Deb it's okay if we talk about cars now and then, right?
Absolutely, you got to break it up. A little variety, So
yeah, she's so upset because she doesn't like cars.
I wasn't upset, and I didn't say I didn't like cars. I just am not interested in hearing about this conversation about cars.
She just said she doesn't give a damn about them. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I heard.
I like the really old ones.
Hey, Ed, I got a question for you.
Like the 20s and 30s.
Hey, Ed, did you ever hear of a Cadillac Elante?
I heard. No, I don't know about Elante, but I heard. Yeah, maybe I did. It was something Elante. I can't remember what it was, but
yeah, that was the 2-seater convertible that Cadillac had in 87 to 93. Yeah, I just picked one up.
Yeah.
I just picked one up and drove it from Florida to here. And Army came with me. We had a blast picking this car up. Yeah, but Debbie doesn't want to talk about it because it's not real estate.
The blast was fun, and it was also a tire blast.
Yeah, they were very old. The tires were brand new, but they were very old, brand new tires.
Exactly.
And they
Is this the one where the belts went on?
Yes.
Correct.
I saw that somewhere. You made a remark about that, and I thought,
you watched me on Facebook. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
exactly. Yep. Cool. All right, so do you have a copy of my book already? Am I book already?
No, I do not. Right. I'd like to have a copy, and I'd like to keep in touch. So keep the number, please.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. Don't go anywhere, because Glenn's going to get your number.
And please join us.
And your information. I'm going to send you out a copy of the book, and I appreciate you listening to us. I really appreciate you. You're awesome. And then we have another Ed on the phone. So Ed number two, what's going on, man?
Hey, Larry. It's Ed Dowling. How are you, buddy?
I know. How much do you need to retire?
I think about 2.5. I'm not going to do that. But
where does that number come from?
The top of my head.
No, based on what? I think that's his question.
Okay, so that's here's where you got to be really careful. Ed, if you don't really know what you need or what you want, you're never going to get it. So if you
absolutely
want 2.5 and you understand what?
I believe that absolutely.
Yeah. So instead of just saying, instead of saying you just picked it out of the air, you need to understand where it came from, and you need to make it a goal to get what it is you want. All right.
Right.
So I would look back and I would say, okay, what do I really need? What do I need to retire? If it's $6,000 a month, like Ken earlier, you know, what do I need to generate that? Now remember, you know, like the caller before you, Ed, before you was saying that you're going to get Social Security too. So you can calculate that as well. I mean, I think I get $3,800 in Social Security when I'm 67. So that's just a plus to me. I mean, I don't need the $3,700, but I'm so excited that I'm getting it. Why not, right? It'd be great to have.
Yeah.
And by then, if you can have your house paid off.
You paid into it, so.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you paid into it.
Yeah, and if you can have your house paid off, and I'm getting $3,700, and I'm getting another, I don't even know, another 7 or 8 or 10 or 20. I don't even know how much I would get by then. You know, it's a lot.
You could buy more cars.
Yeah, I could buy more cars. So the cool part is, you know, as you start to grow in real estate, as you start to grow in lending people money, as you start to grow in your stock options or your stock accounts, it becomes easier. Now, I don't know if everybody else found this, but I actually found that, you know, when I was in my 20s, I was broke all the time. I was constantly broke. I mean, I couldn't find money at all. And then I started to learn a little bit about money, but I didn't learn much until 2008 when I lost everything.
Because you worked.
That's when I really learned.
Because you always worked.
Right.
That's something I found out from my history. Every time we work hard, we seem to fight for money harder.
Yeah, and you
I'm
might be right.
I'm not sure why. Every time you work in a big company, or even, you know what, even sometimes for yourself, it's like a fight. And when you self-manage, let's call it, which is what most real estate investors do or should know how to do, you turn up to be more focused on how to manage better your income and not live, like you just described, paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, I know, Ed, you have some health problems, so it's a little bit different for you. You know, so you may be struggling with those health problems. Which, by the way, I think that's what you need to concentrate. You just need to concentrate on your health right now. And don't concentrate on anything else.
Yeah, that's what I am doing.
Yeah, and get that taken care of. You know what's funny? When you do that, everything will come. Even the money that you need to survive will come if you're concentrating on what you need to concentrate on, which is your health. So you keep up the good work, man. What are you going to pop on by?
When am I going to pop on by?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whenever you want me to.
You could come by any Thursday, man. Come by any Thursday and come see me. I'd love to see you. I'd love to give you a hug. Love to see how you're doing. So Ed is a student of ours from a very long time ago. And then he got some health problems, and he hasn't been in a long, long time. So it'd be great to see him again. All right, Ed, we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, if you don't
know,
I'm assuming you already have a copy of my book, right?
Yes, I do. Yep.
I figured that. Okay, cool.
I read it twice.
Thanks,
all right, thanks.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, why don't we do this? We're going to go out for a commercial, but before we go, when we come back, Dr. Deb is going to bring us out of the commercial, and she's going to lead the second half.
And what am I talking about?
I don't care. You better come up with something, because you can be complaining that you're not talking. So if you're going to complain that you're not talking,
I am not complaining.
I am handing you the microphone.
I am not saying that I'm not talking. I'm not complaining. I'm not talking. I'm complaining that I don't want to really have a discussion about cars anymore.
You can talk about your car.
So you're going to have to take us out of the commercial, and you're going to have to talk. You're going to have to come up with a topic. All right.
Please do.
So go ahead, Glenn. Take us out.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Do you know when the best time to buy investment properties is? It's now. It's always now. You just need to learn how to buy them correctly. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn how to buy investment properties and make money every time. That's right. That's what we teach. We teach how to buy investment properties and make money every time. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now. Take a class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you ready for retirement? Have you prepared everything you need? Well, in Investor Schooling, we will teach you ways to better prepare for your retirement using real estate and the stock market. But you need to learn how to do it right. And that's what we teach. At Investor Schooling, we sell nothing but education. Come to Investor Schooling and learn how to have a better retirement. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and RSVP right now for this Thursday's class at 7 o'clock. Go to InvestorSchooling.com. That's InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you tired of hearing about the recession that's coming? Are you prepared for it? Well, listen, at InvestorSchooling.com, we're going to teach you ways to prepare for the recession that you didn't even know existed. We're going to teach you strategies on how to use real estate. We're going to teach you strategies how to use the stock market properly. That's right, you can even make money in the stock market when the stock market goes down. Hey, go to InvestorSchooling.com and register for a free class this Thursday night, and you will learn all of these techniques. Go to InvestorSchooling.com right now, RSVP for this Thursday. We'll see you there. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Don't go through life ignorant about how to become a millionaire. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and learn from an expert. At Investor Schooling, we teach these things and more. We only provide education, and we will teach you how to leverage real estate, how to leverage the stock market, and how to leverage precious metals to make more money than you've ever made before. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and take a complimentary class this Thursday. We will see you there. InvestorSchooling.com. That's InvestorSchooling.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Debbie Anderson Show. There is no more Larry Steinhaus, and Aubrey is just my second for the day. So, you know, we don't need to listen to... That's great. So one of the things that I want to talk about that we talk about sometimes in class is that how people struggle to get moving and they have this fear to move forward. So I've been struggling with my property in Monroe for the last little while, and it has hindered me from moving forward with some of the REO properties that I want to move forward with. So maybe we can talk a little bit more about that. But we do have a caller we want to bring in. We have Mike in South Carolina. So Mike, tell us what's going on.
Hi, Dr. Deb.
Hi, how are you?
I'm,
you don't really need to talk
Omri.
To Larry. He's no fun anyway.
Well, no, Larry especially, he's a lot of fun because I wanted to say thank you. I got the book, okay. Larry.
Oh,
good.
You should actually thank me because I'm the one who actually sends all of them out. Larry doesn't do any of that. So just throwing it out there.
She puts it in front of me and she says, sign it.
Yeah. Sign it.
Yeah, and I do everything else. Yeah. So if... It's the latest.
I saw it was a woman's handwriting on the envelope.
No, it was on the envelope. Yeah, but not on the inside.
It's always
That's sexist.
That's sexist.
And Omri, I'm Mike from South Carolina.
I'm sorry. I forgot the name, but I knew where he's.
No, that's okay. And by the way, I didn't think
like
you were illegal.
You're an immigrant.
I am legal.
No. I did not say he was an illegal immigrant, and I didn't say I didn't like immigrants. So don't go there now.
No. I'm joking. I'm of course joking. And I actually said to Larry while we passed South Carolina 2 days ago, let's stop and look for him.
Oh, hey,
if you stop in South Carolina and told him you were an illegal alien, you know you'd hear next.
No.
What? No, Omri, wasn't it you that said you had like $40,000 or something like that invested in getting, you know, going through the process? I thought I heard somebody say that at one time.
Yeah. I'm at least 40 grand out, yeah.
Well,
I'm the yeah, see? Okay, so that was you. No, I heard all that. Yeah, I remember. All right. Well, again, thank you, Larry, for the book. I just got it. And, well, I had you send it to my sister's house, and she's just on the other side of Aiken. And so I got to pick it up this afternoon. And that's what I'll be reading this week. And Dr. Debbie, close your ears for a minute, because I'm just going to finish up by saying I drive a police car.
Oh, wow.
I have the Dodge Pursuit.
So wait, does that make you a policeman, or you just drive a police car?
No. I used to fit hearing aids and eyeglasses. I'm retired now.
Okay.
I've always had Corvettes and Mustangs and Camaros,
And but this one, it was a police car I got from auction. It was a supervisor's car, so it wasn't a regular police car where they get really beat up. No, so this one is really nice. 5.7 liter, special drivetrain. The thing will plant you into the back of the seat in a heartbeat. Yep, it's fun. Oh. I highly recommend them.
Debbie has to talk.
I'm listening to you, but you know what? It's not... Personally, I don't really care about the car, but okay. But there's the whole thing with there's three cars that do the wave. Do you ever notice that? There's three motor vehicles that do the wave. Do you know what they are?
Yeah. No,
seriously,
what?
Nobody knows what they are?
I don't think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
There's three cars when you pass by, three motor vehicles, when you pass by that same vehicle coming at you, you wave.
Oh, yeah, Corvette. Yeah.
Corvette.
Mustang.
Oh, yeah. Mustang. Okay.
No, it's a Corvette.
Harley Davidson.
Well, motorcycles.
Harley Davidson. Yeah, all the motorcycles.
Yep, Harley Davidson.
What's the other one?
I don't know.
Seriously?
A Tesla.
No, it's not a Tesla.
Oh, Volkswagen, Beetle.
No, Beatles. It's the Jeep.
Old
Beetle.
Oh, the Jeep. Okay.
The Jeep. Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
the Jeep.
It's the Jeep Wave. Yeah. Well, I had a 62 Beetle, and I had it all refitted, and I painted it, put new bumpers, baby moons on it. And the old Volkswagens with the motor in the back, we all knew it, and we waved. We did the wave.
Kimmy knew it was the Jeep. Yeah, it's the Jeep
the
Wave.
VW bus, too.
I never heard the VW bus.
Yeah.
I knew the Corvette from this guy I used to work with a million years ago.
Yeah, Corvette. Always, Corvette's always like that. Corvette's when I had my Corvette, I had a couple of Corvettes. I used to always wave.
You always
so
wave.
So you wave.
I had the 35th anniversary Corvette.
Yeah, you wait, right.
I had a 35th anniversary with a manual transmission. Yeah.
Right, and if you have a motorcycle, you wave to other people with Harley Davidsons only.
Yeah, it's a Harley.
If they have other cars.
Back. No, for a while there, Harley Davidsons weren't dependable, and really, you didn't buy one unless you were a real gearhead and you were going to have that thing in the shop all the time. No, they've gotten much better now, and so maybe that's it, because they never did like rice burners, but nobody liked to own one back when I started in the 70s. I've always had a motorcycle. So motorcycles back then, we all waved to each other, even if you were a rice burner.
So by the way, today
rice burner. Never heard that, rice burner.
Rice burner, Japanese.
No, I figured, but I never heard
today
that.
Today is the Harley Davidson 8th year of the Women's Ride Day.
So today,
you should be happy.
It's May the 4th.
Oh, wow.
May the 4th be with you today.
No, that's but that's something is. Else.
Oh.
No, I know.
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you today.
So, Mike, you got to call us next week and tell us what you thought about the book. Debbie has to move on because Debbie's supposed to be doing the show.
No.
And then
a guy called and started talking about cars for some reason.
See,
I really did have one thing for Debbie, and that is, and here it is.
What?
Little Barry White.
Okay.
Okay.
I am married. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Omri, hold your immigrant pants on. 855. 939 1137. No, okay. I have to have that immigrant accent, don't I?
Mike, we really, really want to meet you.
Well, if there's an Irish guy or Australian guy or a Scottish guy, that would be awesome to call in and
see,
do that number.
Oh. You see what happens when I gave the show over to you? When I gave the show over to you, the caller took over the show.
Okay.
Right, so we have to tell the caller he can't take over the show.
All right, I'm sorry. You have to go now.
Because it's not the Mike show.
No, okay.
It's the Larry Steinhouse show.
No, it's a Debbie Anderson show.
I'm done.
It's a Dr. Debbie Anderson show,
so now I don't have a problem with him talking.
All right.
But apparently you're getting snubbed, so we have to let you go. But
Mike, enjoy the book.
Again.
Give us a call next week and let us know what you think of it, though.
Please.
I bow to the host. Yes. Okay, take it away, Dr. Debbie.
All right, Mr. Larry Steinhouse, welcome back to your show.
Take care, Mike. Thanks so much. See?
All right.
It's not easy to be the leader of the show.
All right.
So, you know.
Kudos to you, Mr. Steinhouse.
Like, it's like Pink Floyd. Only Pink Floyd could be Pink Floyd.
Okay. Did you guys see that thing I sent
you?
You
didn't even get that, did you?
I'm not a Pink Floyd fan.
I got it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got that right.
I'm sorry. Apparently, I am terrible. What can I say?
You're not. You're awesome.
I'm awesome.
Yeah, exactly. You know why?
Why is that?
Because you're going to ride a motorcycle today.
Oh my goodness, you and the motorcycle. It's raining today.
Do you ever change your loop?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's raining today.
I just came back from a Harley Davidson dealership. I'm so excited about this day that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, listen.
They make
Harley
days.
Davidson isn't giving us any money to advertise.
I'm sorry.
So let's not talk about them anymore.
Let's not do it anymore.
Okay. Where are we?
This is the Larry Steinhaus Show.
What are we talking about today?
Apparently, we're talking about cars.
Retirement.
Well, we were trying to talk about how much money you needed for retirement,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yes.
But I guess we really don't need that anymore. I guess we should talk about something else.
And I think many people look at it and say and think that the number that they have in mind is to live from and not to invest and to live from the earnings.
So I have millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of assets, and I will live off those assets. But those assets are not liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of them are real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not liquid. That's what keeps me going forever. I mean, yes. You know, my kids will inherit the farm, if you want to call it that, right? The problem.
Yeah.
Right? I don't care what they do with their properties. They can do anything they want. I don't care if they sell them. I don't care if they don't pay them. I'm not going to be here.
Exactly.
I think that since we're such good friends of yours, that we should be cut into your will so we get some of those properties.
It might not be a bad idea. At least you guys will know what to do with them.
You know, some would consider.
The management.
There you go.
That's why I would say.
We're all for management.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm not so sure my kids will know what to do with it. Actually, at this point, it's just my son anyway.
So I tell you something.
Yeah.
I think that this is also our responsibility to use those properties, and I do it with my kids all the time. Because my kids sometimes think that it's all very easy. It's not that easy.
What's easy? What's not easy?
For everything in life is so easy. Like the properties and the fact that people pay and all that. There is a lot of responsibility to that. Okay, I have a tenant, actually, let's go back to our mainly topic. I have a tenant that right now has no sewer in their home.
Okay.
Okay?
So what are you doing about
this? This is a big aggravation, and I'm thinking about that almost all the time. Because I don't want that my tenant will be in this situation.
Okay.
Now, next week, it's going to be solved.
Right.
But the fact that this weekend, they're living with it, you have to care. You have to be responsible and care about your tenant, and you have to know how to deal with it. Because if you will think that you will give someone a key and they will send you a check every month and that's it, it's not that easy.
Okay, do you ever take your kids to any of your properties?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I ask is I didn't realize it until maybe in the last 3 or 4 years, but my kids really watch what I do.
Yeah.
And I knew that, but I didn't really know that until they gave me a couple things, you know, that showed me that they were watching what I was doing. So I think it's good that you take them to the properties and show them the good and the bad.
When Rome was 3 and a half, my older daughter, when she was 3 and a half, she worked for a week with me during the summer, it's 2019, to replace a deck in Upland. And it was very important for me that she would be there with me. And I have the picture of her working with the drill and handing me the screws and all that to replace the deck.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important because it's not a gift. It's a heritage that you give them back, that you give them to continue. It's not a gift. And that's, I believe, is very, very related to what you just said.
So I want to go back to something you said a couple of minutes ago.
Sure.
You said it's not easy owning properties.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said you have somebody with a sewer.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure if you can relate to what people who actually have jobs go through.
Mm-hmm.
I think your problems are so insignificant compared to what people have to go to work every day and have to deal with bosses that don't like them or jobs that they don't like or customers that they don't like that they have to go to every day. Where you have a problem with a sewer, and I appreciate what you said, which is great, was, you know, you feel bad for the tenant, which is the only way to be a landlord, by the way, if there's
to
a
care.
Problem. Right, that you care, right. You also have to care about your own money, and you got to take them to court when you need to.
Of course.
But at the same time, you care. And I like that. But your problem is so much different than the average person who works in America. And I think that's the point of investing in real estate and changing, you know, changing
corporate role.
Yeah, or changing what your problems are. I mean, you know, I don't really think I have problems anymore, except when, you know, like, you know, I just had a tenant leave. I bought the property with the tenant, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And they just left.
I know this
and I
property.
And I renovated the property. You know, I don't call that a problem. I just call that reality. So I had to put in, I don't know, maybe 25 grand, 20 grand. I don't remember what I put in.
Less than 20.
Yeah, whatever I put in to renovate the property.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that's my problem. You know, to me, that's a great problem. Now I'm trying to rent it. I got people already calling me. I think my phone was just ringing a couple of seconds ago that somebody wants to rent it. So that's my problems now. My problems are very different than the average American. You know, I can leave any time. I can sell my properties any time. I can cash out.
It is yours. That's why the problem is yours. When you work for a big corporation, it's not yours. The problems alone are yours. So you need to remember that.
I think the problems are easier when you own real estate.
I agree. I really agree. But and I tell you another thing. You care about those problems more because it's yours. Because you want it to continue to bring you this money, to bring you this safety, security, and that's why you care about it so much more.
Yeah, exactly. To me, I over-renovate my properties. I think I've said this before.
Yes.
And, you know, we talked about this too, Deb. I over-renovate my properties. I renovate them as if I was going to sell them tomorrow. And the reason I do that is because, just in case, I have to sell them tomorrow. You know, so I want to make sure that they're in fantastic condition. They look great. Also, the other thing that happens is my tenants who move into them, two things. One is I get higher rent. And I also have noticed that when I renovate them like that, the tenants take better care of them.
Of course they do.
Now, every once in a while, you're going to find somebody who's just, you know, they're just a slob and this is who they are. But most of the time, I get the units back and I get them back in pretty good shape. You know, mostly in good shape. Like this one, the guy left, but he left it really clean.
Yeah.
But it was just old. The carpet was old. The cabinets weren't put in right by the last contractor who did it. The tub was
some trash behind him.
Yeah, but not much. It was great. Yeah. So everything was fine. So I'm very happy about that. Now I have a tenant who's moving out of one of my properties in Quakertown. And every time I've been to the house, it was gross. Now, when I walk into somebody's house and they're one of my tenants...
I'm sorry, she was there since you bought the place?
No, she's been there since I renovated the place.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, since I bought the place. I bought it, renovated, and then she moved in.
Okay.
And that's been a while, too. That's been, I don't even know, maybe 7-8 years already? I'm not even sure.
Sure.
But she's been there for that long. So, you know, usually when somebody hits the 7-year mark, I don't care as much when they leave. Because the 7-year mark, you have to repaint. You have to change the carpets.
Great.
Right? So it really doesn't matter. So I'm not going to be looking at painting carpets. I'm going to be looking at other things. I'm going to be looking, you know, to see
broken doorknobs.
Broken cabinets or some stuff like that. That's what I'll be looking for.
Yeah.
You know, for but you know, also want to clean. Now, I don't want to clean like if she's leaving garbage all around, I'm going to charge her for cleaning. If she made an effort to clean it up because she's been here 7 or 8 years, I probably won't ding her security.
No, wait. Let's talk about cleaning properties, and I'm very happy that you brought this subject, okay? All the tenants' things needs to be out.
Yes.
That include all the furniture.
Yes.
That's including all the food in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That's including everything that's related to them.
Right.
And they need to understand that it's a problem for them to trash it. It's also a problem for me to trash it.
Right. When somebody leaves a bed or a dresser
in
the house, it's so expensive to get rid of that.
How much, you know, right now it costs to recycle a mattress?
To recycle a mattress?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean to take the mattress out?
Yeah.
I have no idea. To take the trash out.
I'm not going to say the name of the company.
I don't know. Whatever.
Exactly. But they come, they take the mattress.
Right.
$150 a mattress.
Yeah. I'm sure.
$150 a mattress.
Yeah.
So when a tenant leaves a mattress behind them, that's what I need to deal with. Now I will give you another example that, make me crazy. Sometimes when I finish renovation, almost all the time I replace the appliances. Sometimes if the appliances are in good shape, I deeply clean them. Mm-hmm. When I get a stove back that have never been cleaned by the tenant, and the door is like glued in because of all the oil that have been cleaned,
right.
I charge them like $300.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly, because this is how much I need to pay for for cleaning the stove.
Right.
So those are the things.
The stoves are the worst.
Yeah, the stove is the worst.
Especially the glass tops. You have any glass tops, Deb?
I actually had to replace it because it stopped working, so I bought a new one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the glass tops are the worst. They're so hard to clean.
I know.
So I hate those.
So people don't understand that when they clean the stove every half a year instead of cleaning it every 4 years, it's much easier.
If they clean the stove every time they use it, it would be clean.
Thank you. Exactly.
I mean, they could clean the stove every other time and it would be clean.
I know.
But they don't. They just keep leaving the crap piling up. And then
you can't, remove it.
You can't clean it. Yeah, exactly.
It's so bad.
Because it burns onto the glass.
Exactly.
So you have to
fix that. So that's the problem. If the tenant respect the property, and exactly like you said, when you give them a nice property with a nice appliances, right, with a nice kitchen, they respect the property much more.
Absolutely.
So you hope to get it as, I'm not saying, going to say the same, as close as you can to the way it was.
Right. I tell people when they move out, it has to look the way it did when they moved in.
Yeah, that's in the list.
But again, you know, as time goes by, like 7, 8, 10 years, if somebody stayed there that long, I don't care about it as much. You know what drives me nuts is the people who move in a year, and then they move out a year later. They move in, they've only been there for a year, and they move out and the place is just disgusting.
And they painted the walls in a color.
No, they don't do that. So what they do is they put nail holes in.
Yeah.
And they try to guess the color. So they put a piece of spackle in, and then they take a paintbrush, and then they now I have to paint the entire wall.
And you couldn't, and they couldn't call you and ask you what it is.
What the color is, right? all my properties are the same exact color to avoid that problem, but they don't want to listen to me.
Yeah.
So Deb, we got a couple minutes. I want to talk to you about Monroe, right? You got people moving in or no?
I don't know. That's an Omri question, actually. So
Omri's helping you now.
Omri's helping me because
I've been... The worst landlord is helping.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Because I've been so sensitive about this project. Yeah.
We understand.
Because it's been so...
But you were going to talk about that a minute ago. You actually went off on a tangent. You said what happens when people get discouraged and how to keep them going, right? You it seemed like you were going that direction.
Yeah, I was going that direction. And then, you know... I'm really,
you figure out that you're not a good example.
No, I'm hesitant
to say.
She's
a great example.
I'm hesitant to say anything because, you know, I've been shut down with, you know, all right, Deb, you do the show and see where it goes. It's just like, you know.
Oh, come on. We're
oh, come
fun.
On. Do oh, it. Come on.
This all is right. fun.
Yeah. So
I'm going to give it to Glenn. Glenn, it's the Glenn Fade Show. Go ahead, Glenn.
There you go.
No, I'm only kidding. Go ahead, Deb.
No, Monroe's, it's coming along. The kitchens are just about in. So it looks, you know, I got some pictures.
They are in, no?
Yeah, I have some pictures. They came in. All the appliances were just ordered. I think they just got delivered because I got some notifications at Home Depot, got a bunch of deliveries, or we got some deliveries from Home Depot. We're going up on Wednesday to take a look at it again to see what's going on.
Yeah, we have a delay there because of the...
The water, so...
The water, we can't say the name of the company.
This is
the township has required
the
water company in the area to replace the entire water system in the street, which has delayed us another 3 or 4 weeks, which is incredibly expensive and very frustrating, especially since we were already delayed 3 weeks or so because of the water, because there was some disconnect in terms of who was the one who was going to hook up the water, and then the guy who was going to come out passed away, and then they needed to find somebody else, and now the...
I haven't heard about that.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No.
No, the guy actually died. The guy was going to come out and hook everything up, and he died. He literally passed away. I mean, I'm sorry to hear that. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, at the end of the day, now I'm delayed again.
He was listening to this show. He got so upset about Debbie being upset that he died.
That he died. No, I'm serious. He died. The guy actually passed away. And then the township that I'm in has required the water company in the area to replace the whole water line in the whole street.
Listen, this property is cursed. You need to bring the person with the, how do you call that, right?
I can get
that. They come with the smoke and the coal and they take.
Well, last time I did a clearing. Last time I did a clearing.
Clearing it called?
It's called a clearing. Last time I did a clearing, I was living in the haunted house and it really pissed them off and we did an emergency move out the next day. It made them worse. It made it worse. So I.
Hey, Debbie's woo-woo.
Yeah.
What are you saying? When was that?
When the car went through my house.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You know what? That's when it started. That's when all this started, when the car went through your house.
It's the Audi.
You know what? That's the truth. That's what happened.
What?
So all of this stuff with the house, with Monroe, and all this, all started when the car went through your house.
I can tell you that it's been a very hard 2 years for me.
But it didn't went through your house. It stopped at some point.
Yeah, it was halfway in my house, but there was so much pressure and energy that it blew out a bunch of the walls.
Okay.
It was, you know, anyway, so we had to do an emergency move out. We lived in a hotel for about a month, and then we found this place in Bristol, which was haunted, and we had nothing but weird stuff going on. And then I had my rabbi come out to bless the house. Nothing happened. Then I called a friend of mine who is woo-wee, and she recommended a clearing, a lady to clear, and we did a clearing, and we did an emergency move out the next day. It was like things were getting
bad. And when was that?
I don't know, a year. So we've been in the house about a year now. So 2 years ago, a year and a half to 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is why the show needs to be longer, because I would ask the audience now if they'd rather hear about ghosts or cars.
Exactly.
And I make you bet everybody would say ghosts.
I'm sure you're right. Ghosts.
Nobody would say anything about cars.
During Halloween, maybe. Yeah. No, I'm sure.
You know, people always say it'd be fun to live in a house that's haunted. And I'm telling you from experience, it's not. You know, like, people are like, oh, that stuff is fake. I'm telling you, it's not. Like, that stuff is real.
I guess it depends on what the ghost is like.
I don't know, but there was all kinds of... It was a very... The dogs were barking at the mirror. Like, I'm telling you, things were
really?
Just... Yeah, and the dog... I had the dog in the cage, and I got home once. The dog was out of the cage. It was just all... My kid got locked in her room. There's all kinds of shaking. I mean, it was just, like, thing after thing after thing that would go on. It was just... It was bad. It was not, you know...
See, we had a tough time with the cars, driving the cars back when the tires went bad.
Exactly.
But she had ghosts.
Yeah, it was... I think we were there for 3 or 4 months, and it got so bad that, like I said, we did an emergency move out, that we were living in my house that had no front door.
So,
and no washer and dryer. We had to have one put. We were using our neighbor's washer and dryer for a month until they could have one put in. So we have two sets now, because we had one in the basement and then one where it originally was.
So you know what I would do if I had a ghost in my house, right?
What's that?
I would go to court and try to evict them.
Me, I would get rent out of them.
Exactly.
I wouldn't go to court. I'd say, no, you don't understand. You don't drop money here. You,
exactly.
You know, we're going to make this miserable for you. I'm going to play music all night long.
Sir, sit down and sign that lease.
Really?
Yep.
Disappearing invisible ink.
Exactly.
All right, guys, we got about a minute. This was an interesting show today.
It was.
We didn't get much into the cars and the trip because Debbie shut us down.
Exactly.
But it was nice to see that Debbie took over and realized how difficult it is to run this show.
We should still say.
I just want to say one thing before we do this.
Sure.
When you're not here, I actually do step up. When it's just the two of us, you know, we're both doing it pretty well.
Mainly it's me step up.
I know, you do a great job when I'm not here.
I'm not involved at all.
You are.
All right, guys.
You are.
Shh.
Alante.
That's the name of the car. All right, guys. So this was or is or whatever the Larry Steinhaus Show. You can go to Investor Schooling and you can take a free class. Go to investorschooling.com. You can take a complimentary class and you can learn about some of the cool things we talk about. And I always tell people that we are exactly this way in person, so it's a lot of fun to just come to class and hang out with us. Go to investorschooling.com, take your class, you learn about the real estate, you learn about stock options, you'll even learn about how you can retire on $1 million or less. We'll see you Thursday, investorschooling.com.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.